A happy-go-lucky gold-toothed boy, he volunteered for all the patrols in combat and all the soft jobs in garrison. He was one of the best and most popular soldiers in the company. In Webster's opinion, and he had been around a lot as a member of HQ Company, the members of 1st Platoon E Company were younger, more intelligent than those in other companies. For the first time in the Army, and to his delight, he found men who talked about going to college after the war, including Corporal Dukeman and Sergeants Muck, Carson, and Malarkey. All these men were what Webster called new Army non-coms. Their average age was 21. They did not know the Articles of War backward and forward. They didn't care about the book that ruled the lives of so many regular Army men. They mingled with their men. They had not served in Panama or Hawaii or the Philippines. They were civilian soldiers. They were the ones who saved America. Webster was also impressed by some of the officers. He described Winters as a sizable, very athletic individual who believed in calisthenics in garrison and aggressiveness in combat. Welsh was now Winters' executive officer. Webster described him as small, dark, lazy, quick-thinking, the only officer in the 2nd Battalion who could give an interesting and informative current events lecture. He thought Lieutenant Compton, leader of the 2nd Platoon, a friendly and genial man who was everyone's favorite. He had convinced the college-bound group that UCLA was the only place to go for an education. 1st Platoon was led by Lieutenant Thomas Peacock, a replacement officer. Webster wrote that he always obeyed an order without question, argument, or thought. Webster felt that Peacock was highly esteemed by his superior officers and cordially disliked by his men. He was too GI. Once the platoon came back to Altborn from a 10-hour cross-country march. Peacock made the men play a baseball game because that was what was on the schedule. Peacock believed in the book. He was in his element in Normandy as battalion supply officer, but as a platoon leader, his men hated even to look at him. Peacock's assistant was Lieutenant Bob Brewer. Very young, a superb athlete, Webster described him as overgrown, boyish. In the summer of 1944, Easy Company had excellent billets. The officers were in a lovely brick house near the village green. In the back, there were stables, which the men cleaned out and used. The stables consisted of a series of box stalls, in each of which four men lived in comfort and a dark, welcome privacy. There they could hide,